We begin the current davim, Sefetz Baba Kama Dav Vav. We begin on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues explaining the halachas of our Mishnah, which opened up this Masechta. So we spoke about Arba Avis Nezikin. There are four primary categories of damages which are mentioned in the Torah. Shur Habur Hamav Vaheva. Then the Mishnah says, Hatzara Shavash Behen, the common denominator of all these four, are, as the Mishnah says, Shadarkun Lahazik, it's normative for these types of things to cause damage, and it's incumbent upon you to safeguard them, and therefore, if they cause any damage, you're liable for payment. Now, the wording of the Mishnah sounds like that so too anything else, which is Darkun Lahazik, which is normative for it to cause damage, and Ushmeras Nalach, and it's incumbent upon you to safeguard it, if it damages, you're going to be liable for payment. So, now the Gemara asks, Lasu Yemai. What is the Mishnah coming to say when it's concluding by saying that the common denominator of these is that there's a liability, as if there's something that you would learn out from that? What is that included? So the Gemara says, Abaya says, Lasuye amni sekinoi umasoi. It's coming to include the person's rock or his knife or his load. Shenichim beresh gagai, where he puts it on the top of his roof. V'nafle beruach metsuye vezeke. Then a regular occurring type of a wind comes and causes it to fall off from the roof, and it causes damage to someone else. So the Gemara explains, Hey Chidami, what would the case be talking about? And that is, Ibahadi doka azli komaski, if it damaged someone or something else as it was coming down from the roof, as the wind was blowing it, well, hainu eish. That's exactly the av of fire, which it's a derivative of fire, because maishna eish. What's different than the avamazik of fire than the case that Abai just described? The koich achem urabai, what's the characteristic of fire? Is that there's something else. It's not just your mazik that causes the damage. It's another force, which is the wind, which is mixed in with the mazik of fire that causes the damage. And it's something that you own. It's your fire. And it's incumbent upon you to watch it. Sahani nami. These avni sakina masayas that you just described are the same thing. Koyech acha ma'urav ben. It didn't damage by itself being on the roof. It's the wind that, together with your knife, and it's your money, you own it, and it's coming upon you to watch it. So of course, that's going to be chayv. Moreover, it's not from the tzara shavish abahen, it's a toilada of eish. So Elo says the Gemara, basa denaychi, must be talking about that these three items cause damage after they already fell on the floor. In other words, as it was on the floor, an ox or a donkey went and hurt itself on that object which had already fell on the floor. So the Gemara asks, if it's told that the guy declared ownerless, he didn't care about that knife anymore or that load that was on his that was originally on his roof. Well, then Bein L'Rav, Bein L'Shmuel, then according to even Rav or Shmuel, where their machlik is mentioned later on the Chav Chesem and Beis, Hainu Bar, they both say that any takala, any type of stumbling block, anything that causes, that's an obstacle that causes damage to something else, if it was declared ownerless, if the guy doesn't care about it anymore, that you learn that the liability from the Avamazik of Bar, which is that just like the liability of a bur is in Rishus HaRabim, which is something that's Hefker, as the Gemara tells us later in the Mem Tesma Beis, because the liability of bur, you don't own the Rishus HaRabim. The liability is for the digging or for the uncovering of the pit. That's the liability. So bur is something that's Hefker. So therefore, well then, Hainu bur. Then that's the same thing for these things, that if you declare it ownerless, you're going to be liable. Maishna bar, why is bar the avamazik any different? Shekein t'chlos asiyas l'nezik. Its inception is, it's a damage, a pit by default. It is something that people could fall into. And it's your money and it's your obligation to safeguard it. Sahani nami. So these things too, all these things, the avne sekinim asayi that fell on the floor that you declared hefker, t'chlos asiyas l'nezik. Where their inception was to cause damage, because as Rashi explains, the guy should have entertained that it could have fell with a ruach metzuya. When you put up on the roof, that was tchilas asiyas l'nezik, because you know when a regular wind is going to come and blow it down and then someone could get hurt. So it's tchilas asiyas l'nezik. It's your money, it's something that you own. It's your obligation to watch. So I don't need a tzara shava shebehen. I don't need to tell you it's a common denominator of all these avmazikim in this case. If it's toma where it fell on the floor and you were mafgrid, well then it's a teilad of bar. So Ella, rather, what are you going to say? Dudla efkarino. It's toma where it wasn't mafgrid. He still wants to own it. He just left it on the roof with negligence. And then it fell on the floor and then an ox fell and hurt itself on it. Well then, l'shmul, according to Shmuel, the amar kula mibar l'man, he says that we always learn every type of takala, every type of thing that someone trips on, which it causes damage in the passive way, you learn that from the avamazik of bar. Well, then how the bar? Then again, according to Shmuel, it's the same thing as bar. So why do you need to say that this is a case that you learn that from all the av mazikin? It's the telada of one of the av mazikin itself. So the Gemara says, no, lo elin daf kirinu b'le dam l'bar. We could say that the case that Abaye was describing is that it was declared ownerless. In other words, he said, yeah, I don't care about this. Whoever wants could take this. He just left it on the roof. I don't care about it anymore. And it falls on the floor and somebody, something, hurts itself on it. Now, so then, similarly, that's classic case of bar. Says the Gemara, no, it's not comparable to bar. Because ma l'bar shekein ein koich acham u'rabai. When the bar causes damage, it's a mazik on its own right. The donkey or the ox that falls into it and is going to get hurt is only being caused by the hurt, by the pit itself. Nothing else is causing the damage with it. Taim bahani, but in contrast to these three things, the amnes sekinim asai shekoich acham u'rabahem. Yes, they became a bar, but how did they become a bar? How did they cause the damage? It's only through the wind that blew it down. And therefore, I wouldn't know necessarily that you would be liable for such a thing from bar itself. Now, but then you would say, Eish Teichiach. Well, Eish could disprove that, because fire, it's your fire, but it doesn't cause damage just from the fire itself. It's the wind together with it that causes the damage. So this is why the Mishnah was saying, and according to the case that Abai is describing, Hatzara Shavah Shebehen. In other words, why did the Mishnah have to conclude Hatzara Shavah Shebehen? Because there are cases which are not direct terlodis from one of the Amazikin, because you wouldn't know it from it. Like this case, where yeah, you want to learn it from Bar, but you can't learn it out from Bar, because ultimately Bar has no Koyach Acham Urabhen. So maybe then when it's only your thing causing damage, then you're liable. But here where it's Koyach Acham Urabhen, maybe not. So then you'd say, but Eish will disprove that and say, no, even when this Koyach Acham Urabhen, you're chayiv. But then you say, but Mala Eish, how can you learn from fire? Shekin Darka Leilich Lahazik. Yeah, maybe by fire you're liable because it's something where it's normative for it to go ahead and cause damage. But these things, where the Avner Sekin Masoy, that didn't cause damage as they were going, rather as the case we described it, it's when it fell on the floor that the Shur and the Chamor fell on it and hurt themselves, maybe there you wouldn't be chayiv. Maybe Koyach Acham Urabhen is only makes a liability for you when it's something that could go, then you should have been more careful. But if it's something that caused damage in a stationary area, maybe you would say, let the animal that hurt itself be more careful. And that you say, no, Bar Techiach. Bar could disprove that. Even though it doesn't move, still, the owner of the pit is going to be liable. V'chazer Adin, and then it goes back and forth, because again, you could ask that, wait a second, how can you learn from Bar? It doesn't have Koyach Acham Urabhen. So that's what the Mishnah means to say from the Tzara Shava of Boyer and Eish. Then you'll know this case of Abaya of the Avnei Sekinah Masoy that were put on top of the roof, which a Ruch Metzuya came and took it and it fell on the floor, and then an ox or a donkey hurt itself on it, that you only know from the common denominator of more than one Ava Mazik. That's one interpretation. Rav Amah, he gives a different case. Says, La Asuye, the Tzara Shava, the reason why it has to say common denominator, because you wouldn't know it from one of the Av Mazikin, is coming to include Bar HaMeskalgal Baragli Odom Ubaragli Behema. Regarding a pit, when we say a pit, we mean to say something that's like a stumbling block, which rolled around in the public domain because of people kicking or animals kicking. So, for example, let's say a person puts a rock in Rishus HaRabim in the public domain. Now, where he put it, it didn't cause damage. But then as people are walking in the street, this person kicks it this way, an animal kicks it the other way, and then where it ended up landing, there it caused damage. So that's what's being included. So the Gemara explains, hey, Chidome, what is this case talking about? Idaf Kirinu, if the owner of the rock said, I don't care about this rock, I just throw it into the street, I don't care what happens to it. Well, then, Bein L'Rav, Bein L'Shmuel, Haynu Bar. Well, then that's exactly the classic case of Bar, because Maishna Bar, as we said this before, what's the difference between Bar, Shekin Tchilas Asiyas L'Nazik, where if from its inception is something that it's to cause damage, Ushmeras N'Lecha, Haninam Tchilas Asiyas L'Nazik, Ushmeras N'Lecha, this is the same thing. The moment you throw the rock into the public domain, it's a stumbling block. It's something that's a Bar. It's a Bar B'Shut Sarabim. So, of course, you're going to be liable from Bar itself. It's a Tolod of Bar. So, Elo, rather, what are you going to say? Dulev Karina. No, that you didn't, we aren't mafkrid. I still want that rock, but for now, I don't care. I'm just putting it here into the street. Now, but still, at least according to Shmuel, that says you learn every stumbling block from Bar, even when you're not being mafkrid, well, hang the Bar. So then again, it's Bar. So what's the Tzara Shava? Why do you need more than one Ava Mazik? Says the Gemara, lo ilum daf Karina. Truth is, it's talking about where the rock that he threw into the public domain, he was mafkrid. But v'loy dam labar, it's not, you couldn't learn it directly as a telod of ambar. Because ma labar, because what do you find by the ava mazik of a pit? Shekein maisav, that the action of the owner of the pit, meaning His digging is garmuloi, is what caused the damage. But Taima Bahani, but in contrast to the case we're describing now, She'ein Ma'asev Garmuloi, it's not the action of the owner of the rock that ultimately ended up causing the damage. Rather, it was the feet of the animal and the people which kicked it and rolled it around, which put it in a place where someone ended up getting damaged. So maybe there you would say that actually you're not going to be liable as a bar. That is what the Mishnah is alluding to, that Shor Yechiach. Well, Shor could disprove that, because by a person who owns an ox, when the ox causes damage, it's not the action of the owner of the ox that causes damage. It's his monetary object that he owns, which is the ox that causes the damage. That's the Tzara Shava Shebehen that the Mishnah is coming to allude to, where you wouldn't know it directly from Bar. Because Bar, it's the action of the owner itself which caused the damage. Here it's not his action. And so, but then Shor tells you, even though it's not his action directly, it's something that he owns, and even though it's going on itself, he's going to be liable. Now, Mala Shor, but still you wouldn't be able to learn from Shor, Shekin Darkei Leilech Ulahazik, where, yeah, when the ox causes damage, it's something that's normal to, it goes and it walks, and therefore you should have been more careful. You know it could just go away and cause damage. And in contrast to these things, where they're causing damage in the stationary area. On that, you say, Bar Techech, Bar will disprove that, where it doesn't move and still you're liable. And then the logic goes back. Each one has its own unique characteristic, which you wouldn't know this case of Rava, because each one, it doesn't have exactly those characteristics. But from the common denominator of Bar and Shor, you're going to know this case of Rava, which is that this thing which rolled from where he put it, there you know it's ultimately like a Bar, but at the same time, you still need to learn out from Shor, where although your action didn't ultimately cause it directly, but just like Shor, your action didn't do it, but something that you own, you're going to be liable. Now the Gemara brings a third interpretation. Rav Adbar Ava Amar, he says, Lasu Yehod Tanya, the Tzara Shav Shebehenem, the Mishnah is coming to include the following case that we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says, Kol Elu Sho'amru, all these things that we said, which the Braisa is going to delineate, regarding certain things that the sages said, that there's permission for people to throw their waste matter into the public domain. Things which could be a stumbling block, things which could cause damage. Now, what are these things? Pais can be vaysehen. People could open up their gutters and let it spill out all the dirty water from their courtyard into the public domain. And vagurfin marasehen, they could also empty out their waste matter into the public domain. In the summer months, they don't have permission to do this. And the reason being is because in the summer months, the streets are clean, and he's going to be ruining it by throwing out all his dirty waste water. But in the winter months, where the streets are dirty anyway, then yesh lem rishos, then the sages gave the person permission. Now, however, afa bishem rishos, says the Braisa, even though it's with permission of the court to throw it out into the street, but if it causes damage, then the person that had thrown it out is liable to pay. Now, so says Rav Adbar, this is the case that's being included from our Mishnah. So the Gemara explains, hey, Chidami, what's this case talking about? If this waste matter, as was coming out of his sewage pipes, is it caused damage, well then actually it was from the force of the person who opened up the gutters that caused it to come flying out, and that's the Adam HaMazik. And that was already mentioned in the Mishnah. So you wouldn't have to say it's a Tzara Shavah Shebehen, you already know that from the Halacha, it's a Toiloda, it's Kaichai, it's the force of the person, which is what caused the damage. Ela Basa Denayich. So what are you going to say? It's after that it already fell on the floor. Well then, Heichadami, what's the case talking about? Idaf Kirinu, if he doesn't care about this waste matter, he's like, yeah, I don't need it, it's not mine, I'm giving it, it's Hefker. Well, Bein L'Rav, Bein L'Shmuel, Hayna Bar. Then according to either interpretation of Rav and Shmuel, it's exactly the Talad of Bar. Ma'ishna Bar, D'Tchilas HaSiyas L'Nezik. What is any different than Ava Mazik of Bar, where from its inception, it's something that causes damage. U'mamayntch, it's something that you own by the virtue of having made it. U'shmeras N'Lecha, and it's your obligation to watch it. Haninami, D'Tchilas HaSiyas L'Nezik, U'mamayntch, Shmeras N'Lecha. Also, from the beginning, once you let these stuff out into the public domain, something could get ruined from these things. And it's something that you caused, and it's your obligation to watch it. So why wouldn't I know it as a telada of bar? So Ella Dulayafkar, what are you going to say? That he wasn't mafkar. No, he wants the waste matter. He wants to use it, let's say, as fertilizer. Well, Lishmul d'amar kula mebar lamada, but still according to Shmuel, that says that any takala, any stumbling block, you know it as a telada of bar, well, hainu bar. So then that's exactly bar. So why do you need it as a tzara shava? So it says the Gemara, la'ilm dafkarina b'lai dam lebar. Truth is that he was mafgrit. He said it's ownerless, I don't need it. But still, it's not exactly comparable to bar, because mala bar shekin shleib b'shus. In contrast to a pit, where when the person makes the bar, it's without permission, because a bar is b'shus harabim. He doesn't own the public domain. And as Rishonim explained, even if it was in his own domain, and then you're allowed to dig such a pit, and then he's mafgrit, well, that maisa hefker was shleib b'shus. You're not allowed to make a pit. And therefore, maybe then is when you're liable. Taimi b'hani de b'shus. But here, where the person has, as we said in the winter months, we said we let him spill it out into the street, maybe we would say that since you're allowed to, that you wouldn't be liable for that pit that you're making from the waste matter that fell into the street. So as we continue to Medbay, so you wouldn't know it directly from Bar. So that's what Shur Yuchiach. So Shur says and proves that even though you're allowed to have, with the consent of the courts, to have your ox walk in the public domain, because every single person has the rights to have his animals walking with him in the public domain, and if it causes damage, he's still liable. So I'm going to include this case too. We're letting out the waste matter, that although you have it b'shus, then you're still going to be liable, like we see by Shur. And again, that's the tzara shava of the Mishnah, where you would think it would be like bar, but maybe not, because bar has shalei b'shus, and here you're allowed to, maybe you're not going to be liable. Well, Shur says, even though when you're allowed to, you're liable. Now, so what are you going to say? Mal Shur, but how can you learn from Shur? Shekin darkei leilech lahazik. Maybe by Shur you're liable because it's something that goes, and therefore that's more dangerous, whereas when it's stationary, like in this case, maybe that the people that had their things should have been more careful. Bar techiach. Bar says and proves that even when it's stationary, you're still going to be liable. V'chazar adin, and then the logic goes back, and again, that's how you know it from etzad ha-shava shebehen of Bar and Shur. Ravi Nami says a fourth interpretation. He says, Lasu Yehodetnan, it's coming to include the Mishnah that's in Bab Metzia. The Mishnah says, HaKoysel Vo'ilon Shenofel Rishos Aram Bezeker. Someone has a wall or a tree that fell into the public domain and caused damage. Patim Elushal, he's exempt from pay. Now, but let's say Nosnu Loi, let's say the courts gave him a Zman, a certain amount of time. Lokut says to Ilan, you see this tree could be dangerous. We give you a certain amount of time to cut down the tree. Or Velister has a Koysel to knock down the wall. So let's say if it falls down within that time frame, the time didn't expire yet, and it caused damage, Pate is going to be exempt. But if it was already after the time that they gave him, and he didn't cut it down, and didn't knock it down, and it falls into the public domain, then he's going to be liable. So it's this case, says Rabina from the Mishnah B'Metzia, that our Mishnah is alluding to when it says, Hatzara Shavah Shavah. So the Gemara explains, what's the case talking about? Idafkara, if it was Mafkara, the tree in the wall, Bein l'Rav, bein l'Shmuel, hain the bar. Well, that's the case of the bar. Maish the bar dehazeka matzah, because what's any different regarding bar? That the damage is common to happen, where that an animal could definitely fall into a pit. Now, Rashi for once, and he says, what do you mean? Didn't we say previously on the Afgimel and Aleph that it's only regal that has hazeka matzah? That it's the avamazik of an animal's feet when it's walking, that's where it's a common type of a damage and not bar. So how's the Gemara saying over here that the characteristic of bar is hazeka matzah? So it says Rashi, it's not a difficulty. Because actually, as we say in the Mishnah, all the Avmazikin are Hazikin Matzai. They're common for damage to happen. It's just not as common as Regal. Regal, the reason why we call it Hazikin Matzai is that it's very common, because anytime it's walking, it could totally damage. In contrast to the other ones, but it's still Hazikin Matzai. So you have a pit that's Hazikin Matzai. Ushmeras Nalacha, and it's your obligation to watch it. So Haninam Hazikin Matzai, Ushmeras Nalacha. The reason why we're comparing it to bar is because we're saying regarding that you are mafgrid, that's the characteristic of bar, where it's something that's not something that you own. So, but the chacham gave it and made it your obligation as if you did own it. So we're saying regarding this wall or this tree, if you are mafgrid and it fell into the public domain and caused damage, well, it's a common type of a damage, which is just like bar, and it's your obligation, and therefore you're liable, so you should be liable. Now, idolayef gerino, and if it wasn't mafgrid, the tree or the wall, well, still, the Shmuel da'am akulam abar l'mano, and a bar, according to Shmuel, that says we learn out every type of takala from bar, so then essentially it's the same thing as bar. So, says the Gemara, lo'im dafkirinu v'lo'i dam l'bar. So again, as we said, regarding all the other interpretations, that it's someone that he was mafkir, the tree or the wall, and still it's not comparable to bar, because ma l'bar shekin t'chilas asiyos l'nezek. By bar, when you make it, by inception, by its very nature, a bar is something that's could cause damage. Tim Bahani, but regarding these walls and the tree, She'in Tchilas Asiyas L'Nezek, the building of a wall or a planting of a tree is not from its inception something that to cause damage. So now, although now it fell into the public domain and now it could cause damage as a bar, but it's not exactly like a bar because it's not tchilas asam nazik. So how would you know you're going to be liable in this case? So you say, shayichich, she'll disprove that, where the very nature and the birth of an ox is not asiyas l'nezik. Oh, but then you're going to say, and still you're liable. But then you say, mala sha'ak you learn from shayir, shekin darkid leilich l'hazik. Because any one of the abmazik and avshar, it causes damage as it's in motion. Maybe there you chayiv, but when it's stationary or not. So Bar Techich, Bar will disprove that and say that even when it's stationary, you're liable. B'chazadin, the logic goes back and forth. That's the fourth interpretation we know from Ratzara Shava, from Shur and Bar, which teach you that this halacha, the Mishnah B'Metzia, which is a Ratzara Shava of these two regarding the wall or the tree that you will mafker that falls into the public domain, where seemingly it's like a classic Bar. It's not, because it's not Chilas HaAseh Asal Nezek, and therefore you need to have the Ratzara Shava of Shur to say that you're going to be Chayv. So then the Mishnah said, regarding all these things, kishahizik, when it causes damage, chava mazik, then the damager is going to be liable. So the Gemara wonders, chava mazik, the word is that with a ches and a vase, that the mazik will be liable. Chayiv hamazik mibayle. Should have said with two yuds over there, which the proper word is that the mazik is liable. What's chava mazik? So Rav Yehuda Meravi says, hay tan Yerushalmihu. This tan of our Mishnah was the Yerushalmi. The Tani Lishna Kalila, where he says a very light and more simpler type of a word, where they don't say the full, complete word, which is Chayiv, and that's how they say it, and that's why he said it, Chava Mazik. The Mishnah then said, so though in Kehizik, Chava Mazik, the Mazik is then liable, Lishalm Tashlumi Nazik, to pay the payment of the completion of the damage, as the Mishnah concludes, B'meitav Ha'aretz, with the best of his lands. So the Gemara brings a brisa that explains this halacha of idis, which is the halacha of paying with the best when it comes to the nizakin. Regarding damages, regarding a ksubas isha, you only have to pay with the ziburis, lowest grade of the fields. About chayv credit, you pay with bainis, with the medium type of fields. By nizakin, which is what we're discussing over here in this masechta, regarding damages, there the halacha is going to be you have to pay from idis if you want to pay from your fields and not from monetary, from money or from metaltlin, you have to pay with your best fields. So talking about within the Braisa, the source for this halacha is, as we learned in the Pasuk in Shmais, actually in the previous daf, we learned that from Gezer Shav, we'll know all the other Avmazikin from this source, from this Pasuk, by Shein and Regel. The Pasuk says, Meitiv Sedeyu Meitiv Karmi Yishalom. And that is the Pasuk there begins, this is in Shmais Chabez, Pasuk Dal, it says, Ki Yavir Ish Sadeh Oy Kerem, V'shilich hasbir, he'll send his animal vir b'stei acher, and it grazes, it consumes in another person's field, and it causes damage, which that alludes to both shein, which is a beer, and regel, which is v'shilach. So it says, meitav sedeu, meitav kar mishalom, the best of his field, and the best of his vineyard has to pay up. So, says the first opinion of Braisa, meitav sedeu shall nizik, he has to give him the best of the field of the damaged party, meitav kar mishalom nizik, and the best of the vineyard of the damaged party. In other words, if let's say the animal ate up one row in the damaged party's field. So what you do is you evaluate the most expensive row of the Nizik's field, how much it's worth with its produce, and how much it would be worth without the produce, and you give them that difference. Because since this animal ate up any other row, so now you evaluate based on his highest value row that he has in his field. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Kivayim disagrees. He says, "Loi b'hakosav ela ligvus l'nezakim min ha'idus." It's not coming to say that you give him the best field, the best row he has in his field, no matter if that wasn't what the animal ate. He says, "No, it's to give the damaged party the best of the fields of the damager's fields." In other words, Rabbi Kiva holds that you qualify the exact damage that was done to that row that was eaten in the damaged party's field. Now, if the mazik is coming to pay up from his own fields, to pay up how much his animal had damaged, so then he gives from the best row of his fields to pay up that amount of money, which is that he owes for the exact damage that was done for that row in the damaged party's field. For kal v'chomer hekdesh, and kal v'chomer for the halachas of hekdesh, which the Gemara later on will explain what does that mean. Now, the Gemara asks, for Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, ochel shmeina, I understand that if the animal of the mazik ate the best, highest grade quality produce of the damaged party's field, I understand the Mishal Mishmena, then you'll pay the highest grade. But if he ate the lowest grade, then you say he pays the best, because the simple translation of Rabbi Shmuel's words sounded like that meitiv sadeu, meitiv kamer shel nizik. You got to give the best, no matter even that well, it wasn't what he damaged. But why? If his animal ate some low grade food, why would he have to pay his highest quality crop that he has over there? So I'm Ravid Barav, and he explains in the Hachmei Skin, what are we talking about over here in Rabbi Shmuel's opinion? We're talking about where his animal ate from a row between all the other rows. Now, there were some high-quality rows over there, which had a lot of produce, and there were some low-quality rows over there, which had very little produce. Now, but lo yadina, we don't know, regarding the row that was eaten, which one it was. Ikhu sha'achal, we don't know if he ate from the lower-grade row. Ich shmein ha'achal, he ate from the high-grade row. That's what the pasuk is telling you, the b'sham ha'shmeina, that it pays from the highest-quality one. Now, on this interpretation of Ridbar Oven, Amar Rava asks, I don't understand. It says, Uma il yadina de krusha achel. If we would know that the animal had eaten from the lower grade one, loy mishalma el krusha, he would only pay the lower grade one. Hasha de lo yadina de krusha achel ishmein achel. But now that we don't know if the animal ate from the lower grade one or the higher grade one, mishalma shmeina, he pays from the higher grade one. But the nizig, the damaged party, is hamitzi mechaveiro. He's coming to take away from his friend, from the mazik. He's coming to collect from him. The halacha always is olav haraya. He has to prove it. How can we say the mazik has to pay from the highest grade one? Because maybe it was. Well, maybe, maybe not. You want me to pay money for the damages that my animal did? You have to prove it. Is it coming upon you? So if it's a suffix, how can you say that's the case that the pasuk told him about, that he's going to have to pay the highest grade, even though we're not sure? Say, Elamer Rav Acha by Yaakov, rather Rav Acha by Yaakov says that Rabbi Shmuel agrees to Rabbi Akiva that you're not going to pay for a different type of row for a certain type of row that you ate. You only give the value of the row which was eaten. Now, B'Hachma Yiskin, to hear what we're talking about, what's Rabbi Shmuel's halacha then? K'gan Shahisa Idis the Nizik is Iburis the Mazik, where the damaged party's field was much higher quality than the lower quality, than the damaged party's field. In other words, the highest grade that the Nizik has only equal to the lowest grade that the mazik has. Well, b'ha pligi, and this is the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel savar b'din nizik, I mean, Rabbi Shmuel holds that when you're coming to pay with field, yes, let's say he damaged $100 worth of that row. So you're only going based on the row that he ate, according to both opinions, and he's going to pay $100. Wants to pay $100, pay $100. But if you want to pay with your fields, especially in the agricultural society, that was really what was the currency, he wants to pay with his field. Now, what grade does he give? So we know the halacha is you have to give iddis. That's what the pasuk is clearly saying. Meitis today, meitiv kamer shel nizik. You got to give the best. But whose best? And then Rabbi Shmuel holds when the pasuk says that when he wants to pay for the value of the damage, he has to give from the best of the fields. Rabbi Shmuel says it's going on the fields of the damaged party, and that's what the mazik has to pay for the value of his lowest grade fields, equal to the amount of damage, because that's equal to the best and highest quality of the damaged party's fields. So therefore, that's why he only has to give ziburis. Because meitis hadei, meitiv kamer, it was the nizik's best. Whereas Rabbi Akiva savar b'din mazik, I mean, Rabbi Akiva says that no. When the pasuk tells you have to give the best of his fields, it's the best of the mazik's fields. And therefore, he has to give his best, which is much better than the nizik's best, but is that he doesn't have to give it just to ziburis, which is equal to the idis of the nizik, he has to give his best. That was the machlekes. Now, that the Gemara asks, my time of Rabbi Shmuel, what's the reason of Rabbi Shmuel that he interprets this as going as the best of the fields of the nizik? So he says very simply, look at the pasuk. Nemer sada lamata. It says sada lower down in the pasuk, where it says, meitav sedeu yishalem. In other words, at the bottom of the pasuk, when the pasuk concludes, when it's told by the tashlumen, it says he has to give the best of the field. Now, benemasa de lamalo. Earlier on the pasuk, when it says ubir b'steacher, that when he sent out his animal to graze in another field, it says the word there sada too. Now, sister Bishmal, masa de amalamalo de nizik, just like when they used the term field in the beginning part of the pasuk, it was talking about the damaged party's field, because it says ubir b'steacher, and it consumed in another person's field. Whose field? The nizik's fields. So when it says the term sada over there, it's his field. So avsada amar lamata the nizik. So too when it says at the end of the pasuk that you have to give the best of his fields, whose fields are we talking about? We're talking about the damaged party's fields, and therefore that's what the pasuk is saying. That if the mazik wants to pay up with land, he has to go ahead and give the best of the nizik's fields. That's how much he has to pay for the damage that he had done. In other words, he gives the damage of what was done, but with the grade of the value, with the highest grade fields of the nizik, not his own. Now, Rabbi Kiva, however, he says, read the simple translation of the pasuk. Meitav sedeu, meitav kama yishalem. It says, the best of his fields, the best of his vineyards, he shall pay. Who is he? The mazik. The mazik should give the best. It's he. Who is he? He should pay the best of his fields. We're talking about one pronoun, which is the mazik. And therefore, says Rabbi Kiva, you can't have a gzeir shav of the word sade in the pasuk to uproot the simple translation of the pasuk, which is the heich dekom mishalem. It's the guy that's paying, he should pay the best of his fields. And therefore, says Rabbi Kiva, you see, it's the fields of the mazik, not the fields of the nizik. Now, but the Gemara explains, Rabbi Shmuel, he would tell you, Ahani gzeir shava, vahani kra. He says, I have a way of resolving both, that it's not a difficulty on me, that the gzeir shava, which tells you it's only the iddus of the nizik, and I could also interpret the pasuk itself, which, yes, the way you're saying it, it sounds like it should be the iddus of the mazik, I have a way of explaining that too. As the Gemara explains, Ahani gzeir shava, kedekamina. What does it mean, the gzeir shava? Ultimately, says sad in the beginning of the pasuk, sad in the end of the pasuk, sounds like it's comparing the two, which is the way we described it. When the iddus the mazik is like the ziburus of the nizik, that's where Rabbi Shmuel says that the mazik only has to give the iddus of the nizik. Now, but ahani kra, but still, so what do you do with the simple translation of the pasuk, which sounds like that there is a case of when the mazik is going to be giving his best? Says Rabbi Shmuel, that's going to isli la mazik iddus viziburus. I'll describe it to you. It'd be toma, for example, where the mazik has best, highest quality fields, and Zibur's lowest quality fields. The Idis Lanizik, and the damaged party has high quality fields. Now, but the Zibur's the Mazik, Le Shaviki Idis the Nizik. The lowest quality fields of the Mazik is not equal to the high, to the highest grade of the damaged party's fields. In other words, if it would be equal, says Rabbi Shmuel, well, that's like the Gezeirah Shabbat says. He only has to give his Ziburis, which is equal to the Nizik Idis. But the case now we're describing is where the Idis of the Nizik is higher than the Ziburis of the Mazik, but not as equal to the Idis of the Mazik. That's what the Pasuk is coming to say, the Mishalem Mimetiv Didei. That's where the Mazik is going to have to give from his own best. Because since his Ziburis is not equal to the Idis of the Nizik, the Leimotzi Amarle, he cannot go ahead and tell the Nizik, To'at gavim ziburis, come and collect from my ziburis. Ela gavim imeitiv, that's the case where he'd be collecting from the best of the mazik's field. So you're really having both, says Rabbi Shmuel. And therefore it's not difficult what Rabbi Kiva was saying. No, it's the mazik. Read the pasuk. The pasuk says, the best of his field he should pay. It's the mazik, says Rabbi Shmuel. There's a case for that. The case is where the mazik has iddus, which is higher than the iddus of the nizik. But then he also has ziburis, which is lower than the iddus of the nizik. Where then you can't say that he could give just his Ziburis, because it's not going to be the Iddus of the Nizik, which is what the Gezeirah Shavah says it has to be. So then he has to go to the next highest, which is his best fields. That's what the Pasuk is teaching in that halacha, Meitav Sedeu, Meitav Kam Yisham. So again, when our Mishnah said that he has to give the Meitav Aretz, there's a Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, regarding what is the Iddus. Is it the Iddus of the Nizik? Does he have to give the highest when you're paying the amount, whatever the damage was, that field, that row, not any other row, according to everyone? $100. Now you want to pay with fields, so can you give $100 worth of your lowest grade fields? So in the Zakin, the Pasuk tells you have to give your highest grade fields. That's the type of quality you have to give, where people would rather have high quality than a lot of quantity of lower one. So, but whose highest quality you have to give? Shmuel holds you have to give the highest quality of the Nizik, and Rabbi Kiva holds you have to give the highest quality of the Mazik.